Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area any time over the next while, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth popping into. They have a carvery on a Sunday. They've a la carte during the week. A great bar, great atmosphere, great staff, and we can't recommend it enough. So pop into the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, today we're going to be discussing what is, I would argue, every parent's worst nightmare. Your 17-year-old daughter, who is probably still at school, tells you that she has a new boyfriend. Now, that's difficult enough for parents at times, but what when that boyfriend happens to be in his 30s? How do you deal with a situation like this? Imagine as a father hearing that your baby daughter is with a man who's nearly the same age as you. Well, this is the dilemma that a father called Jason is facing at this very moment, after he discovered that his young daughter is in a relationship with a man who is old enough to be her father. Now, Jason is so upset that he's even considering having this guy beaten up, which you could argue is a little bit extreme, Jason. But I want you to have a listen to what he has to say. You need to bring this up. My daughter is only 17 and she's going out with some scumbag who's 35. I'm so angry because she's only a baby, but she won't listen to me or her mother. I can't stop thinking about her being with this dirty pervert. I want to have him beaten up so he'll leave her alone. She's wasting her life with a pervert. He should be behind bars, but the guards said they could do nothing. Any advice? And that's from a guy called Jason. So Jason's daughter is 17. Her boyfriend, and I write that in air quotes, is 35. And here's the question. Has Jason any right to be interfering in his daughter's relationship issues? And has he a nerve threatening to have this man beaten up? Because he isn't breaking any law. This girl is 17, and much and all as it might be very unpalatable for Jason to deal with, the fact of the matter is that she is above the age of consent. She is legal, basically, and he is doing nothing wrong in the eyes of the law, perhaps morally, but in the eyes of the law, he is doing nothing wrong. That's the conversation that we want to have on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. You can send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. And let me go straight to the calls. And Ian, tell me, if you will, about the couple that you know.
She's 21, he's 36, about you younger than me. But they're a lovely couple, they're together about 2 years. Now, on paper, like before you meet them, you would think, like, you know, he's far too old.
Yes.
And if he would... if she was my sister or daughter, to be honest with you, I wouldn't want her to go out with somebody like, you know, with such an age gap.
Okay, but so give me the ages again. She's 21.
She's 21, he's 36.
He's 36, so there's a 15-year age gap between them. Yeah. And like you said, on paper you might go, oh, no. But what are you saying, that it actually works, does it? Is it a...
Well, I mean, they got on really well, you know, through the years before they kind of got together.
Right.
Like, so sometimes you have to kind of look at the bigger picture. Well, you know, which are now like 17 and 35. I find that's far too young. He's way too old for.
Well, you're only talking about another 3 years.
Well, I think like when you hit 21, 25, and then when you hit a certain age and you mature a little bit more, especially for young girls or women, obviously they mature the quicker. If he was 40 and she was 25, I'd have less problem with it. Well, she's only 17, as I said. She's only a kid, a teenager. He's 35.
And what, do you think you're the 21-year-old you're talking about, do you think she's much more mature and knows what she's doing?
Yeah, now, I know there's a bit of a conflict with her family in relation to going out with them, but they are a lovely couple, you know, and, you know, they're all loved up and, you know, you do wonder, like, when if it's going to last, like, long term, like, into the future, but hopefully it does because they're really good together. But, I can see why the father's, you know, is really worried now.
Now the father is calling him A, a pervert, and B, threatening to have him beaten up.
like we said, in this situation, it's a 17-year-old. Now, I don't know if she's 17, almost 18, or is she just gone 17? I don't know the details. But what I do know is that this...
I probably wouldn't have him beaten up, but I definitely want to go and speak to him and you know, say, what is he doing? Like, if he's not getting through to the door, I'd say that he hasn't met this guy, and he probably doesn't want to meet her parents, like, knowing what he's doing. But basically, it's probably just a bit of physical fun. She's probably fallen for him, and she's completely blind to the age gap.
Mm.
And he should walk away. I mean, I'm 37, right? I certainly wouldn't be interested in going out with anybody younger than 25, 30. I'd be looking for somebody in the 30s. I'm seeing that at the moment, but, you know, each of their own.
But is it fair? Is it fair, for example, of this father to be calling this guy a pervert?
I can see why. She's only literally the illegal age.
This guy is obviously being in touch with the guards, and the guards say that there's nothing they can do because this guy is doing nothing illegal. The girl is above the age of consent, so if they're having a sexual relationship, he's doing nothing wrong. She's old enough to decide for herself. She's probably going to be 18 fairly soon. You know, there is nothing the law can do. So how can you brand this guy a pervert?
Because he's far too old for her, basically. Like, what happens if she gets pregnant? You know, is he going to want a child? Like, in 10 years' time, he's going to be 45. She's going to be, what, 27? Like, it's... But, you know... Each to their own, but I would have a big problem with it. I would actually think, yes, that maybe not pervert, but certainly, you know, getting close to being, because he's just going to take advantage of her. Like, he's just basically going to be using her for sex, I think. And I don't think there's obviously any future. It's not a relationship. She's falling for him. She won't listen to her family or her friends. She will look back in a couple of years and say, yeah, you know, he's far too old, like when she matures a little bit more, you know.
All right, well, stay there for one second if you can, please, Ian. You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast. This is Adrian Kennedy. And Stacey, you would go further. You would take the law into your own hands.
I'd get him bet up, but I wouldn't tell the child that he was getting bet up. I'd play it real cool with her, and I'd make sure that he was given a very, very, very hard warning, and he'd just leave. He wouldn't come near her.
And would you be telling whoever does gets, you know, gives him the beating? Would you be telling him who the beating comes from?
Well,
you know, in other words,
I wouldn't have to even ask people. Like, none of the people around me would let that happen. So I wouldn't even have to ask; it'd be done either way.
No, but what I'm asking is, would you be giving that person a message that this is not acceptable and you're not to go near that girl again?
Oh, yeah, he'd know what it's for, like. He'd know what it's for.
Now, the guards have said there's nothing they can do. The guards have said that he is doing nothing illegal, which he's not.
Well, if you think about it, not everything that, like, is by the law, like, we look at and think, oh, yeah, like, there's loads of things that isn't illegal, but we still frown upon. And this is, like... More likely, they could have met when that girl was still in school, or some 17-year-old girl still in school. And also, some girls, like, develop later in life, and some girls develop earlier. Like, we don't know whether that, like, you know, it's just wrong. It's not long ago that girl...
Okay, let me read out this text that's just come in. Well, I'll read a couple of texts. For example, my parents are happily married for 30 years. When they first met, he was 31 and she was 17. And trust me, my dad is the kindest person you'd ever meet, furthest you can get from a pervert.
No, just, it's wrong. Like, that girl is only, like, when you're 17, you think you know everything and you think you own the world and you think you're an adult, you know what I mean? You're nearly 18, you can go out drinking and stuff. You think that you're old. Like,
okay, well, let me read out this one. What do you make of this text? My bird is 18, lads, and I'm in my 30s. So what? You wouldn't dare call me a pervert to my face. Radio pricks.
I'd tell him that he was.
Says Charlie. Katie, try and get that fella Charlie on the phone there if you can, please. Oh, he's
like,
not,
why would
sorry, we did try him.
He's not
answering. We'll try and get him in a minute. But he says, my bird is 18 and I'm in my 30s, so what? You wouldn't dare call me a pervert to my face.
I would. Like, why would an older man need a girl at that age? Like, they're all naive at that age. Like, I look back 10 years when I was 17 and I thought I was brilliant and I was working and I thought I was all grown up. I wasn't. I was stupid. I was... got rebelling against my parents, and that's the horrible thing for that man. I feel so sorry for him, because I would, that's like one of my biggest fear. Like, it's only 10 years and my child's that age, and in my eyes she's going to be still a child. And if I had any, if any of my friends who are in their 30s went near someone of that girl's age, I won't be friends with them anymore.
Oh, just really? You feel that strongly about it? Even though
you just
heard a text from a guy talking about his father. He was 31 when he met his mother at 17. So that's 14 years in the difference. And he's the furthest thing you could get from a pervert. But you still think a 31-year-old and a 17-year-old is just no.
I don't even understand how you can meet someone of that age. I know, like, kids get into clubs in their age or whatever. But, like, do you know what I mean? People in their 30s are, like, out doing like adult stuff. Kids of like 16, 17 won't be even in the same environment in most cases. Like, that girl's probably still in her school uniform doing her exams when she met this man. It just doesn't add up in my head. I can't see, unless he's having a
But again, I have to stress, there is nothing illegal. It's not like we're talking about a 15-year-old. We're talking about a 17-year-old who's...
There's a little difference, in my opinion, between someone of 15 and 17. I think after 21, maybe more than 23 and up, like, I still don't think of someone.
Well, stay there for 1 second. I read out that text a minute ago from Charlie, and he says, "My bird is 18, lads, and I'm in my 30s. So what? You wouldn't dare call me a pervert to my face. Radio pricks," is what he said. Charlie, why did you keep hanging up on us?
Listen, I tell you, no, you're just getting my bleeding blood is boiling here listening to you on about this. You're talking garbage, right? You're talking garbage. Numbers, age is just a figure.
Yeah.
It's about the person that you're with. You know what I mean? I'm not a pervert. By any stretch of the imagination, I'm not a pervert, right?
Okay, what age are you?
I'm 39.
You're
right?
39, okay. Well, hang on, 39.
I met me mom now. Hold on, you have to hear the whole story before you start judging people that you only have there in the line there, right? I met my mom at the Christmas party just gone, right?
Okay.
She had a part-time job. Now, I didn't know at that time. It was a big company. I didn't know what age she was at that time.
Right.
But we got together at Christmas. It turns out that she was 18 at the time, right? She's now 19.
Right.
Right? I'm 39. That's what age I am.
So there's 20 years in the difference.
20 years, right? And we're together since Christmas. Don't have that 7 months on. I tell you, and we're happy as laddie. And no one thinks of me as being a pervert. She doesn't think I'm a pervert. We get on very well, and we love each other, and... I tell you, I walk down the street with her now, right? I feel 10 feet high. I really do. Having this
you've got a spring in your step now.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't, at my age? So a fella in the late 30s, why wouldn't he have a spring in his step?
So you're 39 and she's 19, but she was 18 when you met her?
18 when I met her.
At the Christmas party?
She had a part-time Christmas job, right? And we're together now. I mean, how is that? You swear the way you're talking there that I'm doing something illegal. I'm not.
And, okay, you met her at the Christmas party. Was she working part-time? Is she still at school?
She was at that stage, yeah. She's getting a leaving cert results now in a few weeks, yeah. But, I mean, 17, as far as I know, is the age of consent in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So I'm not doing nothing illegal. I wasn't doing nothing illegal at Christmas either. Neither was she.
And... So, when you met her at the Christmas party, did you get with her straight away, or did it develop over time, or what?
More or less straight away, you know, yourself. Drink was taken, you know, yourself, Christmas parties, you know. But there's no way in hell I'm going to be branded by the likes of you or anyone else as a bleeding pervert.
There you go, Stacey. You said you would call him a pervert to his face.
That girl was still in our uniform. She was still in our uniform.
And what about it?
You're just after saying there you feel 10 feet high, like you're basically saying, oh, like it's like you're having a trophy on your arm, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we fit now.
He's only a child. It's gone beyond that, right?
I love the person. She's a lovely person as well.
She's only still a teenager. That's nothing got to do with it. Yeah, it is. Do you have
nothing got to do with it? All that matters is what the person, whether the people are happy together. I'm not breaking any law.
What do you have in common with a girl that is young enough to be your daughter?
Well, I've always been young at heart, Adrian, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm not a person sitting there in my slippers and watching bleeding, you know. Sitting watching telly on. Like, I've always been a young, hard person, so I'm not as if I'm bleeding over the hill. I'm only late 30s. I'm not bleeding. I'm not a geriatric at this stage. You know what I mean?
But that girl can't even get into half of the pubs in town. Like, she's only...
She'd pass for about 25, love. She'd easily pass for her mid-20s.
She looks He was still in a bloody school uniform.
What about
it's
it?
Disgusting.
What about
I mean,
it?
I'm not being bad, but that's
nothing got to do with that. A uniform, you're making out to be a perverted
uniform.
Thing, right? You're making out to be a perverted thing in a
but
uniform.
That's what it seems like.
I don't care
agree.
How you say it. I don't care how you say it, right?
Even
you're
more.
Always mouth-mouthing. You make no bleeding
like
sense at all. You're just a mouth.
I make loads
right?
of sense. You're
just a
bleeding
mouth.
Okay, Stacey, tell me precisely what is so desperately wrong with this man dating a girl of 19. He's 39. There's a 20-year age gap.
Because when that child wasn't even toddling around,
she's not a child.
Like you.
Let me give you an example, Stacey. This was back in the day, okay? My grandfather was married and he had two children, okay? And then his wife sadly passed away at a very young age. So he was about 40 and he had two kids. And then he met a young one of about 20 years his junior, who subsequently became a father or a mother to four of his next children, my dad being one. So my granddad, there was a 20-year age gap between him and my grandmother. Now,
was your grandmother in school uniform any matter? Do you not think it's wrong? Do you honestly not
well,
see what
well, people
like
stay in school a lot longer now than they did back then. So no,
well,
she probably
still,
wasn't
like,
in a school uniform.
That
but,
man, ask him how he met his girl.
At the Christmas party, he said.
But like, he would have known, right? He's, what, nearly 40, basically. So of course he's going to like
but she was hardly at the Christmas party in her school uniform now.
No,
of course she
bleeding
wasn't. That was a bleeding tick you have on there.
You want to show
you're
in your
bleeding
in it, right?
I
want
to hear you. You're a bleeding tick.
Fire outside
you don't know what you're bleeding talking about, you tick you.
Oh, well, if you let me fucking
sure,
talk,
listen,
I won't.
Happy, like, this boils down to age, and this just boils down to pure out-loud jealousy of people, right? Because two people are happy here and people are just bleeding jealous. That's all it boils down
how
to.
How people
okay,
be jealous?
Let me give you another example, Stacey. One of the most famous couples in the world, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, okay? There's 30 years between them and nobody batted an eyelid.
Yeah, but she's an adult, like an actual adult woman. Like maybe it's because I have.
So
a
was my ma. So was my ma.
Hold on, you even
my
said yourself
to 19
years
and
start,
she can vote. My
you
boy can read and vote. She can do anything you want. She's an adult as well.
Now listen to me, right?
My boy is an adult as well. No, you can't, that's not even a blatant argument.
Okay, stay on the line, both of you, for 1 second, if you can, please. There's a load of people want to talk to both of you, actually, straight after the break. But just before that, Jeremy's here, and you've been going through a lot of the WhatsApps coming in.
If you're trying to get through on the phones, by the way, do bear with us because the lines are literally jammed with people want to talk to, what's that guy's name?
Charlie.
Hugh Hefner there on the line. Charlie, is that his name? John says she is 17. He's talking about the girl in the email, obviously, which means that she is legal. It's over the age of consent. There is nothing wrong happening here. No statutory rape or nothing illegal. So lay off. This is disgusting, says Karen. That man you have on the line is nothing but a pervert. He even sounds like a dirty, sweaty old man. I don't know how you can sound sweaty.
I don't know how you can sound sweaty either. But Charlie, does that upset you to hear people saying that?
Agent, as I had to say to you there a minute ago, right, what this all boils down to is pure out-and-out jealousy of people, especially blokes who are going to get on and give out about this.
Right, so for somebody to brand you a dirty, sweaty old man, that really bothers you, does it?
I don't like being branded a pervert. Who would like that?
What do you have in common with this child?
Well, we have a great bleeding sex life. That's the first thing, right?
That's all you need, I suppose, well, don't you, Charlie?
The physical thing is great. I'm not going to deny it. It's the best bleeding sex I've ever had, you know?
And, all right, stay there for a second.
I have to say, I don't know about you. That makes me skin crawl, hearing that a man that age is having...
What man, though, let's be honest about this, man doesn't look at a younger woman and go, oh, look at her?
Yeah, but there's young. Is she still in school? He's... What age is he?
39.
And... He's 39, he's going to be driving her to school to pick up her leaving cert results.
I've already given the example of my own grandparents, 20-year age gap.
That was different back in the day.
Why was it a bit different back in the day?
Look at Romeo and Juliet and all that.
Why was it different back in the day?
Because we have morals now. Let me read out a couple more of your messages. Jason says, I'd say that elf on the line you have there feels like a right boss walking down the road with his young girlfriend. He should be beaten up. John says, that fella you have on the line there is a complete and utter pervert. Get him off the line. He is making me sick.
Well, we'd like
and
to...
then one final text, yeah, because I don't approve of this, I have to say. That's a kiddie fiddler you have on the line there.
No,
he is not a kiddie fiddler.
He's not doing anything illegal, and we have to stress that. We have to stress he is not doing anything illegal.
It may be immoral, but it's not illegal.
I don't even know how it's immoral. How is it immoral? Where does it say that thou shalt not get with a girl 20 years? It doesn't anywhere. Stacey and Charlie, stay there. Back in a sec.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
And we'd like to thank Brona and all of the staff at recruit.ie for being ongoing supporters and sponsors on the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, we're talking about age gap and relationships. We were speaking to Charlie just a minute ago. And Bobby, you're fuming when you hear people like Charlie.
Oh, yeah, now here, now Charlie's listening, right? Don't flare up the hand, just let me say what I have to say, right? We all look at young ones walking down the road, right? Every man does it. You can't deny it.
And any man who says he doesn't is a liar.
Is a liar, right? Now, I have two sisters, right? Around 17, 18. And I tell you now, if he was still there, he knows me personally. I would fucking bury them if he went.
Mind the language there, good man.
There's a big difference between looking at something and doing something. Now, if it was me personally, and it was my daughter, they'd be gone. You'd never see the man again. That's a fact now. Out straight, I would not have it. I couldn't have it.
Okay, so if... Let's imagine Charlie, who was going out with your 19-year-old daughter and he's 39. What would you do to him?
I'd bury him up the mountains.
Ah, really? No, I mean, we can all say stuff like that.
I swear to God, I would. And if Ian was still on the line, he knows me, he'd tell you now I would. Now, listen, I'm not having to go with Charlie. I don't know Charlie, right? I don't know the circumstances, right?
Well, but you heard the circumstances. He met the girl at a Christmas party. She was hardly in her school uniform.
Listen, the truth of all that, now, we don't know, right? 17.
Well, you're hardly going to be wearing your school uniform at a Christmas party now.
Well, listen, Charlie, right? I don't know Charlie, but if that was my daughter, Charlie wouldn't be walking. I'll tell you that now.
Well, Charlie, what do you say to that?
Well, I don't know what to say to that agent. This is the kind of attitude you're hearing from people. I don't really care. You don't know what people think of me. We're happy. That's the bottom line here.
I understand that, but I'm telling you now, it's not my daughter you're going out with, so...
But you're not saying...
And you're saying that, you know, knowing it's safe to your face. I'm a coal mine industrial estate. Well, come up to me now, and I'll say to your face.
You're a hard man, are you? A hard man. Yeah.
No, you're the one that's saying that no one will say to your face and this.
You're full of crap, mate, right? You're saying that you ogle young ones on the street. Didn't you have to say that?
Charlie, I can understand. Bobby, I can understand you getting annoyed, but will you mind the language, please?
You can't be going around
calling
everyone a fucking tick.
Sorry, Bobby, I'm going to have to get rid of you if you can't control your language. Frank, how are you, Frank?
How are you? Not too bad, yourself?
Not too bad, Frank. You feel the same way, do you?
Listen, honest to God, I know he's on the phone there. Charlie, I swear to God, and I'm not being rude on him. And Stacey has a problem there with her attitude with the law, this, that, and the other. I'd pull his head off his shoulder and shove it down his throat. It was my daughter.
We can't go carrying on like that. This guy is doing nothing illegal, Frank. Nothing.
No, I know he's not doing nothing illegal, but hang on a second.
The father of the girl in the email, he got onto the guards about it, and the guards pretty much said, go away, there's nothing we can do.
Would you not think he'd have an attitude now, Adrian, being honest? Going out to a nightclub and get someone with a walker stick his own age. You know what I mean?
He's 39. He's not walking stick age.
He's near enough to a walking stick. If it was my daughter, I would. I'd kill a man stone dead.
For what? Tell me for what, Frank? I've already given an example of my own grandparents. She was 20, he was 40. He already had two. As a matter of interest, Charlie, have you kids?
Yeah, I have.
No, sorry, Charlie, have you children?
I have a 20-year-old son, but he doesn't live in the country. He's out of the country.
Right. Now, my point is to you, Frank, that my grandparents, she was 20, he was 40, he had been married, he had two kids, his wife died. What's the difference?
Ah, but here, I didn't think about it. Have you kids yourself?
Have I? Yes, I do, yeah.
Of course you do. Now, a 39-year-old gone now, an 18-year-old.
Man, she's 19 now, is that right, Charlie?
18 when I met her, yeah.
18 when you met her. Charlie, for fuck's sake.
Hey, Frank, can I talk to you, Frank? Can I?
Yeah, talk away, Charlie, yeah.
Right, the fella on before you, and I bet you're the same, agent admitted it, right? We all ogle young ones on the street, right? Everyone bleeding does, right?
Every day of the week.
You see young ones going out at nightclubs at the weekend with their mini skirts on. If you say you don't look at that, you're a bleeding liar, right?
No, I'm not going to lie to you. There you go.
And yet though, you're bleeding. You'd pull my head off because I'm going out on them.
Oh,
it's just pure man. Bleeding jealousy. That's what it boils down to.
No, but don't touch.
You can't get a bleeding young one, and I did. That's what it boils down to.
No, hang on. I'm not.
That's what it boils down to. You can paint it up anyway you bleed.
Saying to you that you can look, but you can't touch what that fucking age.
Stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Claire. You're on Opinions Matter, Claire. It's Stacey you wanted to talk to, is it?
Yeah, Stacey. I just think you're acting like a bit of a fool. You can't go around beating people up because there's an age gap in relationships. I'm married and my husband is 10 years older than me. Think for 1 second now, I'd appreciate people going around calling him a perv. I know there's a bigger difference between a 17-year-old
there's
and
that. There's a very big difference. That's what I mean.
But that doesn't matter. Like, yeah, he's not doing anything. But he doesn't because he's not doing anything illegal. You can't go around beating people up over an age gap.
Do you have a child?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I lost two babies.
I'm very, very sorry to hear that. I really am. But, right, I don't know whether it is just a parenting or not. But in my eyes, my child is 7. Now, that's only 10 years, so she's 17. Now, if my child came in at 18 and told me she was banging a nearly 40-year-old, the only thing that he'd be banging after that or getting a bang of is hammers to the knee. He's sitting there talking about her like she's a trophy. He's saying, oh, sex life is amazing. Like, he's talking about her like she's just a piece of meat. And that's what people of that age are going to be thinking when they're with these young girls. They're naive young girls.
But I understand, Stacey, but nowadays, people that go out even to nightclubs and all, like, I mean, Jesus Christ, I mean, you could have a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old in a nightclub and the girl could be 17, 18. How are they supposed to know? If they're happy and the guards have said that the gentleman is not an illegal, what's the problem? Then it's up to the parents then to sort out their daughter.
This whole idea, Stacey, of beating somebody up because she's going out with somebody that you morally don't approve of. Like I said, he's doing nothing illegal. And interestingly, not one of you has given a reaction to the story I've told about my own grandparents. He was 40, she was 20. And for some reason, people don't seem to have a problem with that. I don't get that.
I don't approve of it, but I do think in the old days it was different, and I think nowadays,
but what's so different? What is so different?
I wouldn't approve of it even back then, to be honest. Like, I don't approve of that. I'll be honest, I don't approve of it.
Claire, let me ask you, do you see anything wrong in Charlie here at 39 going out with a girl who's due to get her leaving cert results in a couple of weeks?
No, I do think there is a little bit of obviously a big age gap, but he's not doing anything illegal. And you know, girlfriend is 18, she's at the legal age, and at the end of the day, if the two of them are happy, and why should people stand in the way? Well, he's not doing anything wrong, you see.
He's only using the girl.
But how do you know that? You can't
love a judgment. Charlie, let me ask you that. Charlie, what do you say to that? You're only using the girl.
If that's coming across that way, I don't mean it that way. I think the world of her, right? We get on like a house on fire. We're madly in love. I do enjoy the sex part of it. I'm not going to lie with you.
Let me ask you, Charlie, are her parents aware of this relationship?
I haven't met them yet, Aidan. I haven't met them yet, no.
You haven't met
them?
I'm in no hurry to meet them either, to tell you the truth.
Right.
I'm in no hurry to meet them.
Are they aware of the relationship?
They know she's going out with someone doing a steady line, but we have to bide our time with that. You know what I mean? We can't go in like.
Okay, so and the reason you're saying that is because you obviously know in your heart and soul they're not going to be happy. Well, based on the reaction we're hearing today, they won't be.
Well, exactly. After hearing what people are saying there and the people being narrow-minded about all this, you know, so I'm thinking there's going to be a bad reaction. I don't really care, Aidan. That's about really tell you the truth. I don't care.
Charlie, can I ask you a question? Do you spy on your girlfriend? Do you spoil her? Yeah.
What do you mean? Do I buy her
like,
things? Like?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Doesn't any decent boyfriend do that?
No, but, like, come on. A lot of our men would use them. Like, your sugar daddy, basically.
Oh, don't be bleeding. Don't be stupid here now.
You're saying your girlfriend out to college.
You're saying that I'm paying for her. Is that what you're saying?
That's what, yeah.
No, you don't even know us.
What happened?
You know nothing about me and her. You know nothing about us.
Now answer me question. When your girlfriend, if she goes to college and she's around young men who are age and stuff,
yeah.
I guarantee you, you're going to get paranoid about it. No.
I feel like we know each other well now at this stage, and she's into me. I'm into her.
Your girlfriend is not at that age, and she makes friends.
I'll tell you another thing. I recommend any older blokes out there. You know, if it's done me the world of good now to get myself a young one. I tell you, I recommend any older blokes out there.
Okay, Stacey, let me ask you this. If this was 10 years from now and Charlie was 49 and the girl was 29, you probably wouldn't have a problem with it then, would you?
I'd have less of a problem, but I'd still have a problem.
So the expression age is only a number doesn't really hold any water with you.
I think the older you get, the less the age gap matters. But like I'm trying to say to Charlie, every time I'm trying to ask him something, he's just fobbing it off. Like his girlfriend is at that age where everyone wants to go and explore stuff and like go to Ibiza and all. What happens when his girlfriend, if she goes to college and she meets new people and she's around men of her age and they're all like toned and like fit looking and stuff, and she wants to go to Ibiza with all this young crowd? Is he that thick enough to think that she's going to go away on holidays and not do anything? She's a young girl who's entitled to go and enjoy her life.
Yes, I can.
That one doesn't bleed and listen. She talks over everyone, right? Here's the thing, right? Who is she to decide who can date who and what age is right by her models? You know what I mean? Who the hell is she? She's the Pope. You know what I mean? It's not a deal with her.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. There's a lot of reaction coming in on this. Jeremy's been reading through the WhatsApps and the reaction has just been huge.
Absolutely. Let me get through as many of your texts as possible. That fella threatening to kill people on the line is more illegal than the actual relationship that Charlie is having. In fact, is it not healthy to show off a trophy girlfriend, says John. Everybody wants a trophy, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Nobody wants an old withered woman on their arm, do they?
Probably not, no.
I have to agree with this texter. Can you please tell Charlie to stop saying the word bleeding? He does say it a lot. He needs to calm down on the word bleeding.
Well, we've had worse than that.
Age is only a number when you're out of your teens, says Kelly. Now, his girlfriend is out of her teens, is she? Or
she's 19.
Still a teen. I think that's what people have an issue with, don't they? When there's still a word teen.
Once you're over the age of 18, you're an adult.
It's the word. It's the word teen.
I know, but once you're over the age of 18, you're an adult. You can vote, you can drink, you can do everything.
Hi, I am with my boyfriend 12 years now. I am 33 and my boyfriend is 53. That is a 20-year age gap.
Well, listening to what Stacey said, that wouldn't bother her as much.
Can someone please ask Charlie what future he sees in the relationship, says this text. Well, I'd imagine he sees a bright future, or he wouldn't be with the girl.
Do you see yourself staying with her, Charlie?
Well, we're taking it. I mean, no one has a crystal ball about the future, so we're taking it day by day. And so 7 months on, and we're happy as Larry.
Is she going to pay for your Viagra in later years when you need that?
Don't be getting smart about it. You can make a laugh over it, right?
That's actually an honest question.
We're happy as Larry, right? And as I said, this most blokes, any blokes giving out about this, and it's just pure out and out jealousy. That's the way I see it.
Okay, a couple more texts.
Anybody giving out about that fella, Charlie, is just jealous because they can't pull a woman of that age. Charlie is wrong in the way he's going on, says Sarah. I was 19 getting with a 35-year-old and I regret it. You can't have someone that age in your life. I will never make that mistake again. My dad went crazy.
Okay,
but say he did, Sarah. I'd say he did.
Sarah, after the break, I'm going to be talking to you, and you were in a similar situation.
Yeah, I was.
Okay,
yeah.
Stay there for one second. I'll talk to you straight after the break.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, you're very welcome back. Now, Sarah, tell me the situation that you were in.
I was 19 getting with a 25-year-old.
Okay.
And my dad was actually the last person to find out.
As appears to be the case with Charlie here, the girl's parents don't seem to have a clue. But what was your dad's reaction when he found out you were with...
When he found out, he was very disappointed with me. And he actually wanted to kill him, the person I was with. And he wasn't happy at all. He warned me and he said he wasn't talking to me actually for about 2 months over.
Right. And did you stay going out with this guy?
Yeah, I did. But which I regret as well because he was very controlling. Like, he's basically like my own father.
And how long did it last?
We were in relation for about a year.
For about a year?
2 months, yeah.
Right, so after a couple of months, your dad found out. He told you to get rid of him. He was very disappointed with you. He wasn't threatening to break his legs or anything, was he?
No, he was basically saying, like, I can do what I want because, like, I'm 19, going 20, you know? And he was saying to me that he's warned me, he was disappointed, he couldn't even look at me.
Right.
That's the way he went on.
Okay, and but you said no. I'm going to continue to go out with him. And...
Yeah, because like my mom met him before in a town, and she said he was all right. But then near the time, then she started agreeing with my dad as well. You know, and then my nanny and granddad met him, and they liked him. But then at the very end, they just let him agree with my dad. So. And then it just went out of order, you know.
Okay, now when you were going out with him, you say he was very controlling. Charlie, are you in any way controlling over your girlfriend?
I don't think I am, Agent. Of course, you know, someone looking in might think that I am, you know. But I don't stop her going out. I don't stop her doing anything, you know. She's a free agent. She can do what she wants in that way, you know.
Does she go out with all of her friends and...
Not so much. I mean, the odd time. I mean, she's not a big party girl anyway. Anyway, she wouldn't be a big party girl like. So, she's kind of mature like, I suppose, for her age. You know, she likes staying in with me a lot of the time. So, it's not a big problem for us about me controlling her. I don't have to keep tabs on her. You know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for one second. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hi, Adrian. Adrian, can I speak to Charlie for a second?
You can. Yeah, go on.
Charlie, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
You're 39, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 39 myself, Charlie. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
You can, yeah.
Just my own curiosity. Do you find it reasonably easy to relate to women your own age, roughly around your own age?
Do I find it easy to what?
Yeah, that pretty much tells me everything. Do you find
it he may not have heard you patronising git, John.
What I'm asking you, Charlie, is do you find it easy to relate to women around your own age?
I don't find towards my own age that attractive.
Charlie, what I asked you is, can you relate to other women your own age?
Can I? Oh yeah, I suppose I can. Yeah.
You suppose you can.
What about it?
Right.
What's that got to do with anything?
That has everything to do with everything, Charlie. Because if you're going after a 19-year-old, right? Just imagine yourself as a father, right?
Charlie,
listen to me for a second. Just imagine yourself. Are you a father?
I am a father, yeah.
Right. Now, are you a father of a little girl, a little boy?
No, but of a 20-year-old son.
Right. Now, I want you to imagine a 20-year-old daughter, right? And your 20-year-old daughter comes in the door and says, Dad, here's my boyfriend. He's 40.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be?
I don't judge people like that. But yeah,
I'm not talking about judging
people. I don't judge people in that way. Like, all you on the phone, right? I don't judge people in that way, right? And I wouldn't hold nothing against the bloke. If you treated her all right, I'd be all right with it.
Right, Charlie.
Here's your answer, right? If you treated her all right, I'd be all right with that.
I think you have a massive problem relating to women your own age. And I think the reason you're going after an... I think the reason that you're with a 19-year-old, this is just my own personal opinion, I think it's your sexual male ego. I think, you know, you're pushing on, you're nearly 40 years of age, and you want to prove to yourself that you can pull a nice, tight 19-year-old.
Okay, but John, isn't it a reality that most men of that age won't act upon it, but most men of that age would certainly think about it?
There's a big difference between, I'm not going to say, I don't look at younger women and that are well put together. Of course I do.
No, you'd be a liar to say otherwise.
Yeah, but Adrian, you're missing the point I'm trying to make to you. There's a very clear distinction between looking and admiring.
All you have said that you're all ogle young ones, eye up young ones on the street, but you can't touch them. Why can't
Charlie,
you touch them?
Problem related Why can't to you touch them? Age?
What's illegal? Why can't you touch them?
Charlie, you have a problem
Why
related
can't
to
you
touch your own
answer
age.
Answer my question. Why can't you touch them? You can't.
I'll answer your question, Charlie, because maybe these
men... It boils down to pure jealousy,
Molly. Charlie, would you let me answer the question?
Jealousy.
Would you let me answer the question?
You can't pull a young one. That's no blatant
problem. The question? Would you let me answer the question? I'll tell you why they don't act on it.
Because you can't, that's why.
Listen to me, you imbecile. You inbred imbecile. The reason they don't act is because they know that there would be a higher commonality with a girl or a woman their own age.
In other words, Charlie, you'd have more in common with somebody your own age.
I don't go along with that, Aidan.
How do you have anything in common with a girl who's just done her leaving cert?
Well, as I already said, I'm very young at heart anyway. I don't go on like an elf, you know what I mean? I don't think I am an elf personally. I don't think 39 is that old.
Okay, but let me go to Margaret, and you wanted to talk to Charlie as well.
I just want to say what I find wrong with this country and everywhere, people can't mind their own business. Age is only a number.
Mm. And so you see nothing wrong in what he's doing?
No, if he respects her, sometimes they're better off with older partners.
Who might treat them better and...
Yes, exactly.
You see, I'm just wondering, Margaret, you feel that he's doing nothing wrong and people are just being
They can't mind their own business.
Yes.
They cannot mind their own business. If they have things in common and the relationship is okay and the girl is okay with his age, it's nothing to do with anybody. It has nothing at all to do with anybody. People should mind their own business.
Well, stay there for one second. Kelly, people should mind their own business.
Well, yeah, they should, but he wants people to know his business.
Margaret, that is a fair point.
A 19-year-old girl.
Yes, I agree with the point, yeah.
You say that age doesn't matter, but yes, if somebody's 39, if a woman is 39, she's too old and wrinkly, so it's obvious that you fancy the young girls. And
no, but
like I said, she's a trophy for you to walk around with your head held high and go, look what I have.
No, I don't agree with that at all. He's not doing any harm. He's not breaking any laws.
Oh, I agree. He's not breaking any laws.
No.
But he's lying.
He said
age doesn't matter.
You said,
well, obviously,
no,
it does matter if he can't go out with a woman his own age.
Have you? Well, let me ask you, Charlie. The woman you went out with before your current girlfriend, how old was she?
Adrian, I've had loads of relationships the last, 25 years, whatever.
Yeah.
My last girlfriend previous to this one was a couple of years ago. She would have been in her 30s, mid 30s.
So it's not an age thing. It's not that you always go for young ones.
It's not as if I'm just strung out on young ones. No.
But you did say there earlier on in the conversation that you wouldn't go out with an L one. Why would I?
I don't find
a really L one. A 39-year-old woman, or even a 49-year-old woman, aren't old and wrinkly.
After having a nice young one like the girl I have now, I wouldn't go back to going with an older one now. I wouldn't, know. I mean, why would I? She's a gorgeous, like, she's gorgeous, she's a cracker. Why would I go back to a yoke who's over the hill? You know what I mean?
See, there you go, a yoke. You call an older woman.
That must apply to you as well, then. Are you over the hill?
Who?
You,
me?
Charlie, yeah.
I don't see myself as over the hill, but don't forget, Aidan, it's not a big deal for an older man to go out with a younger board. You don't see it the other way around very often, you know what I mean?
Right, you make no apologies for this. None whatsoever.
Why would I? I feel 10 feet high walking down the street with her. Why would I apologise for that? She makes me feel good. Why not?
Well, Kelly, why would he apologise for somebody making him feel good?
Well, he doesn't have to apologise for somebody making him feel good, but...
If you're over the hill, love, that's your fault, do you know what I mean?
I'm not over the hill, honey.
Well, if you're no spring chicken, you needn't be trying to pin stuff on me, like, you know?
No, right, I just think if I have a 21-year-old daughter who's stunning, and she said that a 40-year-old is just...
Yeah.
Perverse.
All right, well, look, I'm going to have to leave it at that. Thanks, Kelly. And Charlie, I know it really bothers you being called a pervert, but it's like water off a duck's back, is it?
Well, I'm not a pervert, Aidan. I don't care what your caller's thinking. You know, we're happy. That's the bottom line here, isn't it?
All right, Charlie, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. And thanks as well to Jason, who's the guy who brought up the topic in the first place. If you want to get in contact with us, if there's anything you'd like us to debate on Opinions Matter, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. You can send us an email. The email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And finally, you can send us a message through our Facebook page. And the Facebook address is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D if there is anything that you would like us to debate on the next Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, him over there, he's Jeremy. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.